Welcome back, listeners. You are now listening to On the Radar's Business segment right here on Eagle FM. With me, Herta Kanjo, who will be taking you until the hour of 2:30, bringing you the latest business news. Now, in our first business news, Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority, that's NAMFISA, actually held a legislative and supervisory reform conference today, and that will obviously be going for the next day also. That is the 13th, and it will end tomorrow. Let's just take a listen to what they are actually bringing to the world.
Over there, I'm showing you a burning platform. That means we find ourselves during a space where things are not so rosy anymore, so we need to change. And we cannot wait anymore that the platform is all bent. So we need to change. So let us be proactive so that we can change other than to become reactive. And let's focus in the future, because if we live in the past, we'll find ourselves to be irrelevant and find ourselves to be out of business. And that's important, that we need to look at what are the emerging future that is we are getting into. I like what one wise person said, that the world does not need your permission to change. So the world will change whether you want it or not. So the choice is yours. So let us change so that at the end of it, we have a stable and sound non-banking financial sector. So the world will not wait for us. The world continues. Things change. So if we want to be stuck in the past, we'll find ourselves like the picture that you see on your screen, where it will be, the platform will be bent. So the message I'm driving is the transformation is necessary and we need to go through it, as painful as it could be. Let's hold hands and we get there. And to be specific, why from the authority side, why are we saying this is necessary? The laws are very old. Very archaic. You'll see if, when I bring a picture of those laws that we have, when I look at the average age in the room, yeah, it might be maybe in the 40s. That's the average age, because there are very few that I've looked at who are maybe one or two who are 60, the rest are 50, the other are in 30s. So some of the laws are very old, not of our age. And most of the laws perpetuate the issue of compliance-based supervision. We don't have unlimited resources. Therefore, we need to optimally employ our resources by employing risk-based supervision. Enforcement powers, very inadequate. I've always been confronted by yourselves and the industry, the customers that you save, and what they normally say to me, I say, hey, this entity NAMFISA is so toothless. But as a creature of statute, I can only operate within the frame of the law. And if that law is non-existent, then my hands are tied. So it becomes a challenging environment to operate from. So another challenge that we have from the NAMFISA side is the challenge where I occupy the position of being a registrar, And then the registrar, I have certain functions that I need to make sure that I execute. I have my administrative board who holds on the resources. And I tell them, I need to do this. And they say, but there's no resources for you. So there's that tension that we have. And in the end, through that tension, we might find ourselves not be able to implement what needed to be implemented. The laws were being enacted at different times, and therefore, in some instances, are inconsistent and incoherent. And in the end, they exacerbate the cost of supervision. The issue regarding the recourse mechanism for the consumers, but at least for you as the industry players, you have a mechanism where you are grieved about my decision, you go to the appeal board. Oh, maybe you can go to the courts of law because you might have some bit of resources. But the men in the street, they don't have recourse mechanism. The only recourse mechanism is to come and complain to NAMFISA, and where appropriately, where we are a little bit empowered, we are able to deal with it. More often it becomes inadequate. Those are some of my challenges that I experience. The current laws, they inhibit innovation and entrepreneurship. I like this very good story. I think the colleagues from my medical aid funds, they will attest to that. I was told, please, there is this law and you are not applying it, the gym rebate. I said, okay, let me apply it. But I put on a business hat. I give you a chance that maybe in a year's time you can unwind some of your positions. And I was challenged and I was given a good blow and I was down on the ground.
And that is what we are getting from NAMFISA right there. It's exactly 11 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock and you are listening to On the Radar's business segment. I am going to take a short commercial break and I'll be back with more business news.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, listeners. Now heading over to our next business item. Namibia Statistics Agency now today launched the Namibian Housing Information System. Just take a listen to what the NSA's Executive for Data Quality Assurance and NSS Coordination, Isaac Nemia, has to actually say.
We started now crafting the roadmap for us to start producing a system that responds to the need arised. This journey, as it was alluded to, started in 2017. I'm just picking out the major highlight of this journey. In 2017, there was a fifth national development plan, as well as the Harambee Prosperity One, which came into force, and into which we started now looking as to what kind of system are we supposed to be developing as a result of the outcome, as well as the measures that needed to be responded to from the statistical point of view. And then in 2018, there was a second national land conference, which again put emphasis on the land situations and housing situation in Namibia. And then move on in 2019, the very first workshop of the National Housing Database was convened. Now, the ED talks about the joint team of the ministry, as well as the NSA staff, convened then to start now working on prototype documentation, as well as other relevant materials, terms of reference, and so on. And I think it's in 2019 that now we started interrogating the issue of who is going to do what. This is a national response. Should we now go and get international consultants to come and develop the system, or how are we going to do it? Since this was a national problem that required national solution, in 2020 then, we started crafting the terms of reference of the Joint Technical Committee. And in those terms of reference, our principles were very, very clear that this is a national issue, it requires a national solution. And henceforth then, the indication was that this is going to be developed in-house. In 2021, after now the terms of reference were crafted and everything was now very clear, we started now making baby steps. And then in 2021, we drafted now a prototype, a working prototype of the system. So the system started now to come to life. We looked at the issues of concept and definition. We looked at structural issues. We looked at mapping issues, as well as other documentation that we scan around that can read into the desired product. So last year in 2021, the draft system started to take shape. Vis-a-vis small test here and there that we see now today. And then somewhere there, the Harambee Prosperity Plan also came into being, and it was again putting emphasis because land and housing situation remain a critical issues of national development, and as such, we are just riding on the background of these national undertakings to ensure that we fulfill some of the obligation set out in those development plans. We are now here in 2022, where we are now ready to take this system and pilot it. The aim is to attest validation and assure the functionalities and everything that need to be in the system to ensure that it's working proper and you know, freely, you know, to respond to the needs either of you know, housing situation or the need of information to inform the response to the housing situation in the country. Now, what are the general features of this system? The system is made up of the indicator framework. As I've alluded to before, the indicator framework is informed by NDP-5, the resolution of the 22nd of the National Land Conference, as well as goal 2 of the Harambe Prosperity Plan 2. Other components that this system, as we have indicated earlier, is fully developed by Namibians, very young Namibians. They are very hungry young Namibians, and probably that's why they are able to pull out this development in such a short time. So it's really developed in-house. The aim is for us to have a continuous system that is operating optimally, and issues that are arising from the system being able to be attended to timely and in a very responsive manner. So we have no local hands. There's no international hands that place a key on this system. It's all local based. Now, that was by the team of Urban and Rural Development and NSA. We have already said that. And then it's going to be a centralized national housing database at the core of the system, because of the issue that there are also other systems that are working parallel with the National Housing Information System, and we want to capture all those information to feed into the system. So it's going to be operating centrally. Otherwise, local interested parties can also have a stake in the system at the local level. But, you know, operational-wise, it's a central national registry database.
And that is what we are getting from that report right there. And you are listening to On the Radar's Business Segment. And I am actually going to visit our marketplace, and I'll be back with more business news.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400, or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Welcome back, listeners. Now heading over to our next business news. Yesterday, Namibian Ports Authority, that is NAMPORT, handed over a newly constructed classroom valued at $190,000 to Ounce Primary School through its social arm, the NAMPORT Social Investment Fund. NSIF, and the classroom for the grade 7 learners will provide a teaching and learning enabling environment for the learners. And Namport also donated 50,000 Namibian dollars, pardon me, towards the purchasing of copy machines for the following schools: the Ampole Primary School, Joseph Bangula Primary School, P.I. Groenewald Secondary School, and as well as Sakona Senior Secondary School in the Omsati region, Oshana, Omaheke, and the Zambezi regions, respectively. Now, Namport says that with its overall objective for one of its pillars, which is to provide quality education, the fund aims to improve the knowledge of all Namibians, including but not limited to classroom construction, provision of educational tools, opportunities, and providing sanitation facilities to rural Namibian schools. And the remaining pillars on which the fund is promised on includes health, environmental, and entrepreneurship. It's exactly 25 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and you are listening to On the Radar's business segment.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuroyo Kupitiramo Horiki Radio Station, Ayo Eagle FM, Enyamukulo Olongaha, Ningekwatafano na Monica, Kushikondosho Ipindi, Kon Noraheta Tuimwe, Heari Imwe, Ne Heari, Imwe Imwe, Nohamano, that is 0817147116, Mamberewa, Kon Noraheta Tunatu, Bali Oheta Tuvatatu, Ne Nola No Natu, Ninge, Tumo Emaila, Ku monica@eaglefm.com.na Opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Welcome back, listeners. Now, Ochiwarongo will be holding its second intensive poultry production training on Thursday and Friday. And we speak to Ochiwarongo Constituency Office, a senior administrator, that Lizette Biekas.
Okay, the poultry production training was an initiative from our office, from the Ochiwarongo Constituency Office. Mm-hmm. It was spearheaded by the Honorable Councillor Bakera. It was in our first training, took place on the 30th and the 31st of May, where we started with 20 participants. Mm-hmm. Our training is aimed for the youth of Ochiwarongo Constituency, mm-hmm. For the unemployed youth. Our goal is to try and empower our youth and encourage them into starting their own businesses. Mm-hmm. The training is a subsidized training from the constituency office. It also offers the package that we offer after the training. It's a 2-day course, mm-hmm. whereby each participant walks away with 25-day-old chicks. Mm-hmm. They get the feed, 10 kg of feed. They get a feeder and a drinker. They get a training manual and also a certificate. Mm-hmm. This is like a startup package for them to start with their own poultry production information.
Mm-hmm. And is there a registration fee for this in this training?
Okay, for this for the first training, there was a registration fee of 300. That was for the layer chicks. Mm-hmm. No, for the broiler chicks. Sorry, for the mm-hmm. broiler chicks. The second training is taking place tomorrow, on the 13th and the 13th and 14th, Thursday mm-hmm. and Friday. The registration fee is 500. 500 because these are the lay chicks, the ones that lays eggs. Mm-hmm. So the participant also walked away with the same package that we provided in the first one. Mm-hmm. This time around, the Honorable decided we're going to target a larger group. So our age group is from 18 to the age of 40 years. Mm-hmm. and we are taking 60 participants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are the topics that are likely to be included in this whole training?
Okay. Mainly it would be about how to start your poultry production.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, it would be how to take care of what is a farming business,
mm-hmm.
for example, and what are the topics that... what are the criteria that you need to cover in order to start a farming business. Then the participants will also be taught in detail how to start the business, how to take care of their chicks. There will be different topics like differentiating between the different types of chicks,
mm-hmm.
How to take care of the different types. For example, the broiler is the meat production,
mm-hmm.
and the layer is for egg production, what type of food they need to give, under what type of temperature, how to care for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So basically, in a nutshell, it's how to start farming with poultry.
And that is what we are getting from the Ochuarongo Constituency Office, right? Them are coming up with their second intensive poultry training, and actually encouraging those from the age of 18 to the age of 40 to take part in this, you know, just to reduce the unemployment rate in the country. And I see that it's exactly 30 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. And actually, this brings us to the end of our business news right here on your number one talk radio station. And that is, of course, Eagle FM. I am actually going to head out right now, and I'm going to hand over to my colleague Eba, who will be taking you through the Oshiwombo news. I'll see you guys next time. Same place right here on Eagle FM. And keep on listening to your favorite radio station.